fiery heart with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver! Let's go, big fellow!
It was after dark when the Lone Ranger rode slowly down the trail to the valley town of Mustang. Huge boulders pressed close on both sides of the narrow path. Suddenly, without warning, men holding rifles leaped from behind the rocks.
Hold it! Rein up there!
Get him up! You're covered!
All right, boys. He ain't going for his gun.
Steady there, Silver. Easy.
Now, don't get excited. We don't mean no harm.
Well, what sort of welcoming committee is this?
It's just what it is. A welcoming committee. Sheriff Lonergan wanted us to meet you and tell you the facts before you got into Mustang.
The facts?
Yeah. Why he sent for you and what's expected of you.
Oh, I'm expected.
Yeah, but I reckon Lonergan will ask you to take that mask off before you go into the cafe.
I see.
Dismount for a minute so that I can tell you things without stretching my neck.
Ready, big fella. You represent Sheriff Lonergan?
Yeah. I'm Wing Martin. These boys with me are Grizzly Sutton, Bat Jackson, and Steve Mitchell.
You seem to know who I am.
Sure thing. Lonergan told us all about you. Counting on big things from you.
I hope he isn't disappointed. You were to give me a few facts, weren't you?
Here they are. You ever heard of a gunslinger named Jack Slade?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Think you're fast enough to match his draw?
Possibly.
He's lightning fast. They don't come much faster than Jack Slade.
Shut up, Grizzly. I'll handle it.
Well, what about Jack Slade?
He used to stretch in jail over at Dodge Corners about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I know.
Well, knowing what a tough hombre Slade was, what a fast gun he handled, Lonergan sent an invite to Slade to come here and be a deputy.
Oh?
And that's where Lonergan made his mistake.
How's that?
Well, after he swore Slade in as a deputy sheriff, he found out that Slade had done a reform while he was in the calaboose. Well, he's on the side of the law.
And Sheriff Lonergan?
Oh, Lonergan makes a show of enforcing the law, but at the same time, he makes things convenient for me and some of the other boys.
Tell me more.
Well, being on the level, Slade's putting the wrong men in jail. Now, Lonergan can't say anything without showing that he's partial to certain hombres.
Where do I come in?
You're to pick a fight with Jack Slade. A fight is to lead up to gunplay. When Slade stretched out cold, you get $500 and a guaranteed escape. Slade's in the cafe right now.
Someone's coming from town.
Yeah, maybe Lonergan's getting anxious. Better take that mask off before you come into town. Won't matter if someone recognizes you as Trig Turner.
Trig Turner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's the matter, Hank? What's up?
Hey, boys! Hey, Mark!
Bring the boys back to the cafe and hurry it up.
Lonigan send you?
Yeah. Trigger Turner fooled us. He came in from the south. He's at the cafe right now.
Say, Trigger, that cafe?
Yeah, so is Jack Slade. Level fly mighty soon.
But this, who's the master?
Get back, all of you. Hey, I'll help you move.
Get out of me. Grab him. Get off
it.
Get
out of Get that man.
Who is he?
Get out of my line of sight. Hey.
Sheriff?
Oh, not now, Boldy. I'll just stand here at the bar until I hear gunplay.
Trigger Turner's just giving me the wink. I reckon he's going to start the fight with Slade after his hand is dealt.
Well, I can see him by watching in the mirror.
Yeah, I hope they don't smash up my cafe.
Oh, it won't be much of a fight. I wish Wing Martin and the others would get back here.
Did you send for him?
Yeah, I sent Hank out a little while ago.
Doggone it, you should have found out where Jack Slade stood before you signed him as a deputy.
How was I to know he let jail reform him?
Jack Slade ain't slow with a gun.
Ain't as fast as Turner.
I don't know about that. He might get Turner. Then what?
Then I'll arrest Slade for murder. He can't shoot a man in cold blood. Not even if he is a deputy.
Could you get away with arresting a deputy?
Why not?
Well, some of the people in this town are getting suspicious of you, Sheriff. Banker Bates thinks there's too many unsolved robberies and murders.
I'll deal with Slade if he's...
Well, we're starting.
Don't call me that.
No, I'll be played. I'll back my word.
Hey, go away, Turner.
Slade got him.
A bullet.
That'll do. Hold it, Slade.
Turner was looking for trouble.
You shot him.
You bet I did. He went for his gun.
Killed him.
He asked for it.
That's Trigger Turner. He wanted for half a dozen crimes.
That don't call for you to take the law into your own hands, Slade. This is murder.
Murder, my eye. It was self-defense. Anyone who saw it...
I saw the whole thing from over at the bar. I'll take your gun.
You mean to say that...
You're under arrest for murder.
Sheriff Lonigan, have you gone loco? Ask some of the men here what happened.
Me see it.
I'm not asking your opinion, Redskin.
It's self-defense.
Shut up. You saw the whole thing, Baldy.
Yep, I sure did, Sheriff. You shouldn't have done it, Slade.
See here. What sort of deal is this? Anyone who saw it...
Baldy and I both saw it. Come on, Slade. I'll have to hold you for trial.
All the downright. Didn't anyone see Turner start the row?
Me see him.
Witnesses can testify at your trial, Slade.
Hey, sir.
Here comes Wing Martin.
Good. Yeah. Sheriff, there's something I got to tell you.
What's this? Strange you come to town. Slade grilled him.
That was Trig Turner. There's rewards for it.
Sheriff, I got to tell you something.
Well, we take Slade to jail, Martin. Then we can talk.
I have plenty to say when I come to trial, Lonigan. Plenty.
The jury won't take much stock in the word of a gunslinger that's already done time. Open the door, Martin.
There you are.
Want some help?
Oh, me and Martin can handle Slade. You boys take the corpse to Baldy's office and send for the coroner.
Lonigan, you're running a high hand in this town. You won't...
Save your wind, Slade.
Now that's far enough.
Huh? What? The same one. Ask.
Keep away from the leather, Sheriff. Don't draw.
Why, you...
This way, Slade. You're going with me.
But who are
Come
you?
On, save your questions.
Oh, they're shooting.
Stay where you are, Sheriff. You too, Martin. Ready to look. The right double blade. Get up here with me.
But I don't
the
get
it. The not open for discussion.
Come. Great day. I should speed right up the saddle with one hand.
One silver.
I'll get him, Sheriff. Hey, the Indian. I'll get him. Oh. Me stop you.
Get the Sheriff, will you? I'll show you.
No. Get him up. Count.
Sheriff's men can find this camp?
Oh, I doubt it. Tonto's pretty good at choosing a place to camp.
Is that your name?
Ah, me, Tonto.
When I decide to go straight, an Indian and an outlaw have to rescue me from a sheriff. Funny, ain't it?
Slade, I'm not an outlaw.
Don't matter, mister. I appreciate what you did. Lonigan was fixing to stretch my neck.
Lonigan framed you.
Mm-hmm. That's how it looked to me. But why?
Because Lonigan is working hand in glove with crooks like Wing Martin.
Oh?
He hired you because he thought you'd fit in. When he found that you intended to go straight, he had to do something about it. So he sent for Trigg Turner.
I get it. Told Turner to pick a fight and drill me.
Yes, that's it.
I guess Turner got what he deserved.
Have you any plans?
No. I'd like to get Lonergan. There's no use trying. Whole town is lined up with him.
Not the whole town.
Well, maybe not.
Several people have complained about Lonergan.
I know. There have been marshals in town to check on things. Lonergan has covered himself at every turn.
Slade, sooner or later, he'll make a mistake. We know what's going on. We can turn that mistake against him.
But how?
You stay here and lie low. Todd and I'll disguise ourselves and sort of keep track of things in Mustang.
Late afternoon found Sheriff Lonergan in his office after a day that he considered wasted in a futile search for Jack Slade and those who helped him escape. A group of townsmen were in the office.
Come here to complain, did you? Well, if you don't like the way I run this office, you're free to vote for a new sheriff at the next election.
Why don't you listen to the boys, Sheriff?
I'll listen.
Now, go ahead, boys. Speak up. I can speak for all of them.
Go ahead, Collins. What's your complaint?
Well, Sheriff, Jack Slade struck all of us as a pretty good deputy. The man he shot last night was wanted by the law. It don't seem right to have a murder charge against Jack Slade.
Well, that's how you feel, huh?
Sheriff, we've had a lot of unsolved crimes here in Mustang. Jack Slade told some of us that he was getting close to solving them.
That's what he told you, huh?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, boys. I'll let you in on something. Maybe when you hear this, you'll fathom why I acted like I did. Slade was back of doggone near every crime that ain't been solved. That's the truth. I couldn't get him for other crimes because he was too slick. Knowing the truth and proving it in court are two different things. If I can get him for last night's shooting, he may confess to the others. I can understand how you boys feel, but just sit tight and give me a chance to prove the truth of what I told you.
Well, that's fair enough, ain't it, boys? I reckon so.
You'll be convinced, boys. Just give me a chance to capture Slade. Now, go on about your business. I've got to talk things over with my new deputy here. Close the door, man.
Yeah.
Banker Bates threatened to talk about you.
I aim to do something. I figured you had some sort of a scheme in mind when you got confidential with that there committee.
I have. We're going to make Jack Slade take the blame for everything that's happened here in Mustang.
It'd be downright handy for me and my pals. If you could do it.
I can do it. I can do it in such a way that Bates will be put out of the way at the same time.
How?
Well, Cephas Collins was heading that committee, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In that case, we let Collins be an eyewitness when Jack Slade murders banker Bates.
Well, that'd be first rate. Bates is the one that's making people suspicious of us, and especially you. But how can you do it?
I've got a plan. Well,
first of all, you got to locate Jack Slade.
That's where you're wrong, Martin. You're just about the same size as Slade. I can fix you up so as no one will know the difference at night.
Me?
Now sit down. We'll work out the details.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story.
Tonto had climbed to the flat roof of the sheriff's office before daybreak. He'd waited all day, unseen by those on the ground. His patience was rewarded when, in the late afternoon, the voices of the sheriff and Wing Martin carried up the chimney. It was after dark when the Indian climbed down silently and hurried to his horse.
Get him up, Scout!
Half an hour, the Lone Ranger's friend reined up in camp.
I'll learn something.
I hope so. Oh, Scout, open the hole. Kimasabi. Be here, Sheriff. Make plan.
Tell us about it, fellow.
The masked man nodded frequently while Tonto spoke. By the time the Indian had finished, the Lone Ranger was on his feet at the side of the great white horse Silk.
That house sheriff framed Jack Slade.
That dirty polecat.
cat.
Wait here until I return.
Where are you going?
Lonigan's plan is built around Banker Bates.
Yeah, but...
So is mine. I'm going to call on him.
Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Jonathan Bates, the banker, sat alone in his bedroom. He was reading from a heavy book when a slight rustle near the window caused him to turn. He gasped at the sight of a masked man.
Take it easy, Bates.
Masked.
I came to talk to you.
Outlaw, huh?
No, you're wrong.
I suppose Lonigan sent you to keep me from talking. Are you going to shoot me now or merely threaten me?
Lonigan didn't send me here. I came because of Jack Slade.
What about Slade?
He needs help.
He escaped, didn't he?
Yes.
He'll be all right if he stays away from here.
But he doesn't want to stay away from here. He wants to clear his name, and he wants to put Lonigan where he belongs. That's why I'm helping him.
It was a masked man who helped Slade get away.
That's right.
You?
Yes.
Where is Slade?
In my camp.
Straight answers. That's what I like. Why are you here?
Because Slade needs more help than I can give him.
What can I do?
Avoid being murdered.
What?
Lonigan has your number up. You're marked for murder. Slade is to be framed for the killing.
I see. Why is he to be framed?
Lonigan and Wing Martin hope to convince those who've listened to you that the charge against Slade was justified.
I'd better close them shutters on the window. Why don't you sit down and tell me all the details?
I came here for that purpose.
Good enough.
Now, first I'll tell you about Lonigan's plot. And I'll tell you the counterplot.
Now the Lone Ranger spoke. Jonathan Bates listened attentively. Meanwhile, Lonergan and Wing Martin perfected their own plans in a corner of the cafe.
That's a slick scheme, Martin. If I do say so myself.
It's all right if it works out as you expect, but...
What if it don't? Where'll I be?
It can't miss. Here's hoping.
Now, let's go over the scheme to make sure we haven't overlooked anything.
Yeah. You've got the letter in your pocket, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you think anybody will suspect it wasn't written by Jack Slade?
No, I copied his handwriting perfect.
I'm to leave the letter somewhere near Bates, is that right?
That's right. You'd better read the letter to me. I want to make sure it's just the way it should be.
You're taking no chances, are you?
Nope. What's it say?
Here, read it for yourself.
Pay the cash as I told you, or you'll be sorry. Take your choice. Gold from you, or lead from my six gun.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm to go to Bates' house, drill him, and then leave the note and get away.
That's the idea. If you see any cash or jewels lying around loose, you can help yourself. But don't waste no time looking for them.
I won't waste time. Don't worry about that.
I'll lead the chase after you. I'll have to make it look good. See that you travel plenty fast.
How many will be riding with you?
Just a few.
You better be sure that none of them ride a faster horse than that guy.
The men with me will see you right away. They'll mistake you for Jack Slade. Then we'll have Slade right where we want him. And no argument about it.
Guess everything's set. All but my disguise.
Good. I'll line up the men who'll ride with me. Then I'll meet you in your room to fix the disguise.
I'll see if it's Collins over there. Start with him.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
You want to see me, Lonigan?
Yeah, Collins. You headed the committee that figured Slade wasn't getting a square deal.
Well?
When we had that meeting, I let you in on a few things. Well, I'm going to let you in on some more.
How's that?
I just had word from Jonathan Bates.
Yeah?
He wants me to go and see him. He's been getting threats from Jack Slade.
I believe that when I hear it from Bates himself.
I thought you'd say something like that. That's why I aim to take you over there with me.
Has Bates changed his opinion about Slade?
You'll see when you get there. That is, if you want to go.
You bet I do.
Why not get the rest of that committee that was with you when you called on me?
Do you mind?
I don't mind a bit.
The boys are at the big table. Come on.
I'd like to convince you, gents, that I'm right in saying that Slade had the wool pulled over your eyes.
Hey, boys, listen to me. Sheriff Lonergan claims that Jack Slade sent threatening notes to Banker Bates.
Why?
Yes, it's the truth, boys. It's the truth, so help me. Bates has sent for me to come and do something about it.
Sheriff's invited us to ride with him.
Claims he'll let Bates himself give us the true facts about Slade.
You want to go?
Lonergan, if this is some sort of
it's
a trick...
It's no trick. Bates has changed his mind, I tell you. When you hear what he says, you'll see that Slade's the biggest crook around here.
Come on, you ready?
No, not quite. I've got a few things to do. Meet me outside here in half an hour with your horses.
Sheriff Lonergan helped Wing Martin into the carefully prepared disguise and clothes that resembled those worn by Jack Slade. Then, while Martin moved through the night alone, Lonergan joined the men who were to accompany him to Bates' home.
I'm glad we don't have much farther to go. I don't like riding in the dark like this.
Too bad there ain't a little moonlight.
Well, Bates has quite a few lights going.
That's his place dead ahead, ain't it?
That's right.
Hey, Sheriff.
Huh?
Look back of it.
Back of us?
There's three horsemen back there. Did you notice them?
Oh, I hadn't. But I see them now.
Some of our group?
I don't think so. I don't know who they could be.
Slade wouldn't have a gang, would he?
No, I doubt it. We'll rein up in a second. Maybe they'll close in. We can see who they are.
We can rein up right here, can't we? Ain't this close enough?
Yeah, I guess this'll do. Oh. Now, boys, you may as well dismount. Come into the house with me. I'll let you hear what Bates has to say firsthand.
All right, sure, boy. I'm ready.
Are all of you ready?
Hey,
what's up? It came from inside the
house. That was a six. Great day. Boys, we're too late. There's someone running
out of the rear door. I see him. It's Jack Slade.
It is Slade. I know that hat he wears.
He's making for that horse.
Let me get a shot.
Hold your fire. I want that crook alive. Don't fire.
He's killed Jonathan Bates.
The dirty scoundrel. Where's all the gunplay at my house?
Bates. You here? Where'd you come from, Bates?
Evening, Lonergan.
Where'd you come from?
Me? I was near town with a couple of friends. I was riding after you.
Hey, that other one's Jack Slade.
What's the shooting all about, Sheriff?
Slade. You here?
He was riding with me, Lonergan.
And with me.
The masked man.
Great day.
Now, what is this? You, Slade, you're under arrest.
Aren't you going after the man who just rode away from Bates' house?
We thought he was Slade.
Oh, wait, I've got to think.
No one else wants to chase that man. I'll get him myself.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold Silver.
Let's all go after him. All
right. Wait a minute. I'm giving the orders.
Try and stop us. Get out there.
Riding like the wind, the Lone Ranger flashed in pursuit of Wing Martin, while Cephas Collins and the others followed far behind.
Come on, Silver!
Martin turned in the saddle. Orange flame lashed from his six gun. He fired again. He knew that this was a real chase. As the masked man cut down the gap between the two, Martin heard the ringing cry.
Come on, Silver! Come on, boy!
Keep back! Get away or I'll drill you!
Come on, Silver! I want you, Martin.
But two links separated the horses. The Lone Ranger's Mighty Silver soon cut this in half. Then the big white stallion came alongside.
Let go of me! Let go of me, I tell you!
The masked man reached out, leaned out of the saddle, and gripped the fleeing schemer.
Oh, Silver! Oh,
please, let me go! Oh, I didn't mean no harm. Give me a chance. They'll kill me.
Come on, Martin. Let's go out and wait for the others. Steady. Down you come.
Oh, you nearly busted my arm.
You'll be lucky if the hangman doesn't break your neck.
Listen, I'll make a deal with you.
Talk to the men who are coming.
But they'll kill me, I tell you.
This was the sheriff's plan. Tell him that Tonto overheard his plan and waited in the Bates house to surprise you. You fired a shot at a dummy dressed like the banker.
Oh, you gotta give me a chance. Just let me have a start. Please, those men will hang. I'll give you anything.
You better keep your hands up, Martin. I don't want you to dispose of a certain paper you're carrying in your pocket.
Ain't you got no mercy?
In your case, no.
The masked man's got him.
Hey, sure he has.
What'd you expect?
Good work, mister.
Take a look, boys. It's Wing Martin. Step to look like me. Dark like this would fool you, wouldn't it?
Now, wait a minute. Listen, boys, there's a big mistake.
Lonergan, the mistake was yours. You tried to frame Jack Slade with all of these men as witnesses. Collins, do you want further proof? Examine the paper that Martin carries in his shirt pocket.
You bet I will.
Yeah, I light a match.
Here's the paper. Let me see it.
You know what's in it, Sheriff. You wrote it.
What's it say, Collins?
Hold that match closer, Bates.
How's this?
Good enough. Boys. This is supposed to be a threat from Jack Slade to Jonathan Bates.
You didn't get the chance to leave it at the house, did you, Martin?
Please, boys. Please don't be too hard on me. Lonergan made me do it. He made me do everything.
Go on, Miss Wheeler.
He framed Slade just like Bates suspicious he did.
Shut up.
I won't shut up. I'll tell all I know about you.
Boys,
I'll...
We better set up new law right here now. Looks like we'll need a different sheriff.
Jack Slade!
Yeah! Slade, do you think you could clean up the crooks in Morgan's Gap?
I might start with a couple of arrests right here, huh? Give me that badge, Lonergan.
You can't.
Hey, now, Martin, I'm the law. Go
You want to squeal? We'll all listen.
I'll tell you everything if you just give me another chance. I don't want to get hung. I'll give you the name of everyone in cahoots with Lonergan.
All right. Start.
Well, Silver,
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.